Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, August 25th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a quarter of a cent, September wheat up 2.5 cents, and November beans down 6.25 cents. Currently, we have crude oil down 15 cents a barrel, the dollar's down about 10 ticks, gold's down another $5, silver down 4 cents, the bonds are down about a half a basis point here. Lower overnight as, you know, the crop tour rolls into Illinois and Indiana. You know, we're still seeing some pretty big yields, not as big as what the government is telling us, but with the Pro Farmer Tour generally underestimating these crops 10 out of the last 12 years, nobody's really too concerned about it. I think we're starting to hear a little bit more talk about the sudden death in Iowa. I think that's realistic. When I was there, I did see some damage. But farmers are spraying this new Olivo on the beans, and that seems to certainly be helping out here. So I don't know that it's going to be a major issue. I think what we're really seeing now is a fight between the Pro Farmer Tour showing still big crops out there and the demand. The demand this morning, the exports were a little bit light on the wheat at 380. Corn was again a decent number, 1.06, but the beans were huge, 1.94, almost 2 million metric tons out the door in a well, you know, signed up for in 1 week. So, you know, it's huge, huge demand. Every time it seems like we get a big production story, somebody steps in and buy it. My guess is it's the Chinese. So once we get the bearish news out of the way here, I think China's going to continue to buy grain. And we can see some higher prices here. Hopefully we can continue to close D's corn over 330, November beans over 10 bucks, and September wheat over 4. I'd like to see the funds get shaken out here on the corn and wheat, give farmers an opportunity to sell some more grain out here. There is a hurricane looming in the Gulf. The question is it going to skirt Florida, or is it going to go into the Gulf of Mexico and then maybe affect Texas and Louisiana. Louisiana certainly doesn't need more moisture. So we have to keep an eye on that. It's kind of a 50-50 ballpark right now on where that hurricane's going to head. So we'll be watching that very closely. It looks like we are just going to be inundated with rain here the next 2 or 3 days all across the country. So, you know, I'm all for rain makes grain, but as we've seen, you know, flooding doesn't make grain. And I think that's what we're looking at in a lot of areas. And again, I think it makes us a little bit more susceptible to disease out here. So I'm not quite sure we're going to be nearly as rosy when the final numbers come out than what the government's already told us out here. So that's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.